Today we have this wonderful gospel on the great spiritual practice of thanksgiving. Today in the gospel, the Lord Jesus cleanses, as it's used, the term is used in scripture, 10 lepers. And leprosy, of course, at the time of Jesus was a particularly it was sort of, you know, symbolic maybe of the worst sort of temporal condition you could find yourself in. And not only was it a incurable and disfiguring physical illness, you know, with grave consequences, it also had the social consequences of basically cutting you off from any sort of interaction with other people. And so leprosy and lepers were considered to be particularly, you know, maybe some of the most outcast and the most really pitiable people there were. And so Jesus meets these 10 lepers, and that's exactly what they ask of him. Have pity on us. Have pity on us. And he immediately heals the 10. And one comes back after realizing that he's been healed of this terrible disease. He comes back to give thanks. And it's interesting that the Lord comments on this. I wouldn't say that Jesus is actually surprised or disappointed or something like that. He's sort of beyond all of that. But he does comment on the fact that only one has come back. And this one actually a foreigner. And this is a wonderful gospel for us to reflect on the wonderful of thanksgiving in the Christian life. It's an essential aspect of the Christian life. It's something that we ought to practice not only every day, but many times every day. It's simply something that keys us in to reality. This reality that everything that we have and everything that we are is a total, absolute gift. And to a gift, what do you say? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And so this really actually ties in, and you'll be happy to know this is the last of our little series on Christian stewardship we'll be talking about for these last few weeks. But just as these other readings have tied in with it so beautifully, this ties into it and grounding it really in the essentials of the Christian life. That there is this need for us to give thanks, not to be thankful, not to have an overwhelming sense of gratitude in our lives, is to live in an unreal world. It's in to live in a world, like we were talking about a couple of weeks ago, where we think all kinds of things are owed to us, where we live in a world of self-absorption rather than a world where we are made to give ourselves away in imitation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who sets that model for us of total self-giving. As he said, I have come to serve and not to be served. And so this is our sort of final step in this study of and reflection on Christian stewardship. First of all, the realization that we are stewards, that everything that we have and everything that we are has been given to us. We don't really have, can't really take credit for any of that, really. And that the response to that in that sense of well-being that comes from that sense of magnanimity, to have a great generosity of spirit, of wanting to give back. And that is embodied in thanksgiving, in the praise, the sacrifice of thanksgiving that we come to offer today. When I was a child, I remember learning about prayer, and it was taught maybe different things you ought to include in your prayer, and it was taught to me by an acronym that spells out the word ACTS. Maybe some of you learned this in the same way. And the A stood for adoration, the need to tell God that we love him. God, I love you. It's the highest form of prayer. Adoration. See, the C was for contrition. Saying, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for my sins. And that's very important. You know, in human relationships, they say, you know, don't go to bed on an argument. Stay up and fight it out, right? No, sorry, that's not the right answer. But, you know, to make up, you know, and we need to do that with God as well every day, to tell him we're sorry for our sins. The T was for thanksgiving, to tell God thanks every day. And just as we might do an examination of conscience every day for our sins, I would really recommend an examination of thanksgiving every day. Before you go to bed, don't go to bed without thanking God for the innumerable ways in which you've been blessed that day. You know, if you're having trouble coming up with fewer than about 10 billion things to thank God for in about 5 minutes, then there's something wrong. Because that is reality. I mean, I'll even suggest that you give thanks to God first thing in the morning, too. As soon as your alarm goes off or whatever, rather than, oh, turn that thing off, think, thanks be to God that I heard my alarm. Think of all the things that had to go right for you to hear that alarm. So many things had to go right for you to be able to get up out of bed in the morning. But unfortunately, what do we tend to dwell on? The one or two things that isn't quite right, you know? We tend to focus on that. And we also actually ought to give thanks to those things, because they sometimes help us to remember all the good things that are there. And then finally, the S in Acts was for supplication. Asking God for what you need. And don't ever not do that. God wants us to ask him. He says, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to him. Don't stand outside the door and wonder why the door isn't ever opened. Bang on it a few times, you know? So this practice of thanksgiving to God. And it has to get, like we've been talking about this week too, it has to get down to the nitty-gritty. We don't just give thanks to God in some abstract way. We have to really get down to it. It's one of the reasons I love Thanksgiving as a holiday, because the only sort of observation of Thanksgiving as a holiday is usually a nice big meal, right? That's how it gets down to something very practical. And that's what we have to do with Thanksgiving, is to let it get down to something very practical. And that's why, again, I encourage you, as we finish this time of reflecting on our Christian stewardship, to think of these practical ways that you want to give thanks to God. First of all, with a thankful heart, but also then in our Christian stewardship of how we use the time that God has given to us. And so today, I'd just like to take a moment to thank you in this parish. You know, we have a fairly rich and generous schedule of prayer and worship in this parish. And I love seeing people, you know, pack a pew on Sunday. That's a great thing. Or line up for confessions. Or love to see adoration that we have, you know, the 48-hour period of adoration that we have every week. Love to see those things even more generously responded to. But thank you for the fact that we have this life and culture of thanksgiving and worship to God here in this present, this stewardship of our time giving to God, of our talents as well. I think I mentioned to you a couple of weeks ago during our strategic planning process when those surveys were given out. They also went to all of our ministries, and there was one night there was a meeting of a lot of the heads of different ministries, and a lot of them were saying, I never knew that went on here. What? You all do that? I didn't know this. And that's the way I feel even as pastor, having been here now even over a year. There's still things I run across. I go, I didn't know you were doing that. That's fantastic. That's so exciting. There's so many things that go on in this parish in so many ways because of people being good stewards of their talents, of being willing to give thanks to God and sharing of the gifts that have been given to you. And finally, as well, in our stewardship of treasure as well, And then that helps us in the parish to be good stewards as well, to plan and be prudent in our stewardship as well. And so I thank you for that. I think I mentioned when we first began a few weeks ago that one of the things, there was a number I was interested in that stewardship of treasure, and it wasn't, believe it or not, a number that has a dollar mark in front of it, a dollar sign in front of it. It's one of the numbers in the stewardship report. It's the one that talks about how many individuals and households are faithfully and with commitment giving a sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to God each week. And I have to say, blessedly, that number has gone up. I'd love to see it go up more. Because again, that's just good spiritual practice. I hope that's the one thing that you can take from these talks on stewardship, is that stewardship isn't just about, you know, meeting the budget or something like that. It really embodies a lot of very fundamental aspects of the Christian life, of our understanding of ourselves as stewards of the gifts that God has given us, seeing ourselves as His beloved creatures, and He as our Heavenly Father and our Creator, of making a commitment in return to Him, making a gift of ourselves in the way that He has so committed everything of who He is for us and for our well-being, to have a spirit of generosity and magnanimity as children of God, knowing that all shall be well as children of God, and then offering today, like this one leper who returned, the one who realized, wow, God has done so much for me. How can I not give thanks to Him?